It's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've been away for a while, but now we're back with a completely new format and some wonderful people that are going to be coming on regularly. Tonight, we have Mark Doges, the famed astrologer who is excellent at relocation charts. And we have Frank St. James, the psychic detective. This is a call-in show, so I would like you to... If you want to ask Mark a question, you can dial 888-429-5471. And if you want to ask Frank a question, any kind of a psychic question or a mystery question, dial in. It's 888-429-5471. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and let's welcome our first guest. Good evening, Mark.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you?
Glad you're back.
Oh, I thank you. Thank you. It's been 2 years, but we've accomplished a lot since then. I'm so excited about what you're doing. I'd like you to talk a little bit about you, Mark, so we can refresh people's minds. And then I want you to talk about your public work and your wonderful African safari in September.
Sure. I've obviously been an astrologer for quite a long time. I started way back in college, long, long ago. And in the mid-1990s, after being a part-time astrologer for about 15 years, I just had to leave the world of suits, shall we call it? You know, I was a corporate industrial salesperson, sales and marketing, and that world just got a little old for me. And, you know, the joke with astrologers is nobody chooses to be an astrologer. Astrology chooses you.
I think that's true.
And it's been the one thing through life that has just stayed with me and wouldn't go away. So I figure, well, it must be my calling.
Well, my favorite sentence, Mark, is astrology never lies. You just have to know how to read it and realize that the energy is present and that each individual uses the energy present to do something. For example, we have up days. We have great, great lucky days. And that's this week coming up. And we also have down days, and we have days where we know there's going to be a lack of energy. Isn't that true, Mark?
It is. And the thing I love about astrology is you can map it. You can verify it. You can see if you're right or not because of the events that occur in life. You can watch them going on. And
absolutely.
To me, I'm very practical. If it works, I'm big on it.
Well, tell me an example of an experience where you really saw astrology work for you.
Well, let's use the easy one, Mercury retrograde. Everybody seems to know Mercury retrograde these days. The illusion that the planet Mercury goes backwards, which can screw with your computers and your telephones and your traffic and your nice, neat plans. And so whenever I'm working with people who don't think much of astrology, I'll just point out the Mercury retrograde cycles and say, hey, just watch this and see what happens. Because I'm not trying to sell anybody on anything. Watch it. See if it works for you.
Well, you know, I dabble in astrology, too. Not quite as deeply as you do. But my favorite example is to tell them to take a trip and watch them lose their luggage or have their reservations mixed up.
Yeah.
Or get to the hotel and they don't have a record of them calling. I think that's pretty funny because it usually does happen.
Well, in the current example that really works is, you know, the planet Mars, which rules male warrior ambition, I want it, I go get it, has
right.
been moving retrograde since April 17th. And the good news is June 29th, a few days from now, it turns around and starts moving forward.
Right. And still in Scorpio, though.
Scorpio, and it started off back in Sagittarius way back in April. And I don't know what you've experienced with clients, Elizabeth, but I've heard more people say, I feel stuck, I feel trapped,
oh,
I'm treading water, going nowhere fast.
Everybody has been saying that, but that, you know, there was a time, I think, when in the middle of May, when we had about five planets retrograde. And it was really like you're walking through molasses. It really is.
Good example. Good example. But good news, it's changing on Wednesday. Now, of course, these planets, when they start moving again, they take a while to pick up speed or what we
and
call.
That's what people have a problem with, Mark. They do not like having to wait. Everything is McDonald's. They have to have it instantly. But if you put in for that raise, wait. And I think when we get into August, it's going to get better. And that's when you start realizing all the things that you put it up with. You know, if you're waiting for that guy to ask you to marry him, or if you're waiting for a promotion, or if you're waiting to see if your child is going to go into college next year, you need to wait a little bit. Right, Mark?
I totally agree with that. And what I've been telling people is, if you really need to, or not need, we all want to play this summer, of course, but July and early August is the good playtime, because the later we get into August, there's going to be a more serious tone take place when this Mars that we're talking about aligns with Saturn the third week of August, and it says it's time to get serious about your world, your life. So play while you got it, I've been telling people.
Well, I think that also is going to really affect the presidential election, because of course we have the two conventions in July. That's why I think July is going to be a disruptive month. But then by the time we get to August, everything gets serious. And I think some important things are going to be brought to light. Isn't Mars in Scorpio, isn't that what releases secrets? Hidden secrets?
Secrets, things that are hidden, anything that goes on below the surface. Sometimes you see spy stuff. I've actually seen some deaths and suicides on a larger rate. And of course, some of the things that are going on in the world, Mars is a part of it. Of course, there's so much more going on right now.
Yes, there is. And who knows how that's all going to work out. I know that England has a problem, the UK, but now they're trying to turn it around. I don't think they can. But this is also a lucky week. We have three planets going into water signs. We have the Sun and Venus and Mercury going to water signs. Mars is in Scorpio, so that's going to be an emotional time. But I also feel that there's some exciting and perhaps educational times. Tell us about the lucky week we have.
Well, for me, the part that makes me most happy is, I know, Elizabeth, you've been tracking it over the last month. There's been some patterns in the sky we call a grand cross.
Right.
Where one thing pulls on another, which pulls on another, kind of like a row of dominoes. When you knock one over, the whole row goes over. And, of course, we've seen that in the world news without going into all the bad things that have happened. But the beauty of this is Jupiter, which is called the lucky planet or the god of blessings,
right,
was really stuck up until early May, going backwards most of the first half of this year. And now it's moving forward. And finally, it's starting to move away from this grinding, pull you apart at the seams pattern. And so I would think that people are starting to feel like lightening up, or there's more hope, or there's more optimism, or I can bounce back from some of the challenges we've seen going on for several months now.
Or maybe you can pay your bills off that you've been wanting to do for a while.
I wanted
to ask you something, Mark. Why is Jupiter and Pluto, why is that considered lucky? I thought Pluto could be a little dangerous sometimes.
Well, Pluto can be a little dangerous. You don't want, if you're under a Pluto transit, you don't want to be walking at midnight in the bad side of town. It's true. But Pluto rules wealth and power. And see, in astrology, there's always a high and a low to things.
Right.
As an example, Mahatma Gandhi had very strong Jupiter and Pluto in his chart, dealing with wealth and power and transforming an entire society. But Hitler had it too.
Oh,
so
interesting. Well,
we
had
to choose how are we going to use these energies.
That proves what I just said, that the energies are present, and it's how you use them in your own personal life that creates your lifestyle or your karma. And you can use them for good or for ill. But go back 12 years, because what was happening? What was that, 2004? Can you remember, you people that are listening, remember about 2004 and what happened to you and how you have moved forward since then? But wasn't there luck around you at that time? What about you, Mark?
Well, yes. And the way I would say it is Jupiter spends about 1 year in each sign. So between August of 2015 and the middle of September 2016, Jupiter's traveling through the sign Virgo, which is a little complicated because Jupiter's a big picture guy and Virgo is a detail thing. So when you can put the big picture and bring it down to Earth to work in your day-to-day life, you know, roll up your sleeves and get to work, it can work famously for you.
But then Jupiter's going to square Saturn.
Yeah, and we've been having some challenges, not only with Saturn, but also with Neptune. And Saturn, of course, is boundaries, rules, regulations. Neptune on the high level, of course, is psychics. And on another level, it can be illusions and escapism.
Right, or drugs.
And so they've all been tied together here, actually, for many months now. As I said, Jupiter's starting to move away from that challenge. But
one of the wonderful things I want to say to you is that during that time, there's been a further movement for autism, and there's been a further movement for diabetes with research. So that's included too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And see, the beauty of it is that when you watch the news or read the newspapers or what have you, they tend to sensationalize the bad stuff that's going on, and they kind of don't make a lot of room for the good stuff. And so you kind of have to work a little harder to see, oh, there's beauty coming out of this. It isn't just everything falling apart.
No, and if you've worked hard and you feel like you've had some losses, and so many people, Mark, have had losses since 2012, and we've had this destruction before reconstruction. And that's why I think the Grand Cross, which is in immutable signs of Gemini and Pisces and Virgo and Sag, I think the mutable signs makes it easier to flow with, because they were in Scorpio and Libra, right? No, they were in Libra.
Well, they were, yeah. What I would say is, I think it depends on your personality, because if you're one of the fixed signs like Scorpio and Taurus or Aquarius and Leo, they don't like that adaptability stuff of
I know.
The adaptable signs.
Same old.
Some people have problems with that, and I've noticed it myself. I've had the experience of many things breaking down under these transits. I mean, lawnmowers and dental stories and things like that.
Yeah, I've had things breaking down, the washer and the dryer and all kinds of things in the house.
But what's come out of that is I'm actually better off for having gone through those changes I had been putting off for too long.
Uh-huh.
And whether that's improving the dental or, you know, I had this problem on my software for my astrology software that I've just been dealing with for a year. It finally went screwy on me. And when I went to fix it, it took like 10 minutes to fix it.
Oh, that's
neat. And I've been fussing with it for a year.
Well, you know, the exciting thing you've been working on for about a year is your African safari. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we're going to take call-ins. Remember, the dial-in for questions is 888-429-5471, and Mark and I can answer your questions. Tell us a little bit about Africa.
For years, on my bucket list has been a safari in Africa. And, you know, I've led groups to sacred places to do meditation and healing ceremonies. And, of course, I always throw in some astrology and et cetera. And so a few years ago, I decided I wanted to go to Africa. But I thought, oh, boy, that's really taking on a lot. You know, it's a lot of work to lead trips. And finally, I decided, you know, hey, I'm not getting any younger. If I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? You know?
Well, I think this is the wisest time to do it, because who knows? We're going through some mutable changes from 2017 through 2021, and it might not be as easy to make the trip as it is now.
And you know what? We're going to northern Tanzania, which is a beautiful and incredibly safe place. And my bad joke, which is a terrible joke, I go, oh, it's actually safer to go to Tanzania than it is to go to Paris. you know, or Orlando.
New York.
and I know that's a terrible joke, but there's a truth to it, is we're going to go out and tap into the old Novi Gorge has had people living there for 2.5 million years. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine tapping into energy that's over 2 million years old?
I did it in Egypt, so yeah, I can, but it's just an incredible, it's a feeling that gets so deep inside, Mark, that when you're sitting in the pyramid or you're sitting in Africa, you really feel it in your bones. It's like a knowing and a dusty, deep feeling.
Yeah, and, you know, I've had foster elephants for years now, and we're going to go to Tarangire Park in northern Tanzania, which has the largest herds of elephants left in the world.
Oh, wow. And that's so neat.
You know, and so not only do we get to go to these places and meditate and do ceremonies, but also our presence there actually helps the people who are there, helps staff anti-poaching efforts. And so it's kind of a win-win situation that we get this great, you know, comfortable and safe adventure, and it helps these people immensely.
Well, you know, I used to dream when I was a little girl of riding on the head of an elephant. That was always a dream, that they would pick me up with the trunk and put me up on the head and I could ride with them. Well, and I always had an eagle on my left shoulder. So that's quite a little, I was a little kid and that's how I would walk around. Yeah. Thinking
well,
that.
If they're interested, there's still a couple of spaces left, but they do need to act pretty quickly because it's coming September 3rd to 16th.
Well, give us your website and your phone number so that they can reach you.
Okay, you'd go to the website, which is astromark.us, astromark.us. And if you download the summer newsletter, which just came out at solstice, it has all the information on Africa plus the forecast for summer. And then my phone number, I'm in Pacific Time Zone, Oregon, 503-252-1558. Or mark@astromark.us is my email.
And what day are you leaving?
Oh, September 3rd is when we're leaving.
And you're coming back by the fall equinox, right?
Yeah, you know, the 16th, although I'm going to sneak off, and you know my birthday's in October, so I'm going to gift myself a couple days in Amsterdam on the way home.
Oh, that will be lovely. How many are joining you now, Mark?
It's a small group. So right now there's six of us, and our intent was to keep it small because, you know, when you're a small group, you can do more things than when you're large.
When we went to Egypt, I think we had 10, and that was a nice size.
Yeah, in Egypt we had 17, and that was an okay size. In Greece we had 13, which I thought was about a perfect size.
Yeah, that's great. So I think it's wonderful, and people are going to have spiritual experiences as well. Have you done some spiritual research about the area?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be tapping into animal totem energies, the astrology. You know, we're going to have two eclipses in September, which are the outgrowth of eclipses we had back in March. And, you know, a lot of people had a tough time last March. And then, of course, Jupiter's going to move into Libra, and Jupiter rules big, expansive, like we've been talking about. And Libra is beauty and grace and relationships. So we're going to be in Africa while all these energies are shifting.
That'll be great. But I want to ask you about that. With Jupiter in Libra, it's going to square Pluto in Capricorn. Is that a dangerous aspect?
Well, you know, in astrology, there's always something good and there's always something challenging. It's never nice and neat and clean. But, you know, the challenge is I would think on certain economic levels that, you know, that we're going to go through an adjustment economically. And I don't see that as a bad crash and burn kind of a thing. But I certainly think there'll be some economic readjustment going on.
And there is going to be. And you know, the trouble with people is they go into such fear because it takes away the same old, same old. And you have to be creative in order to adjust and flow and go again. And that's what upsets people very angry. They don't like change, especially when it comes to money. But we need to change when it comes to money because there's too much going in one direction and it's not our pocket. Right, Mark?
Right. And well, my hope is that in addition to the money, Libra is about cooperation and diplomacy. And so Pluto is in Capricorn, which rules government. So right. I'm hoping that the new government under this will play more nicely together than they have in the past few years.
That would be nice. And of course, there's going to be new government in the UK as well as in the United States because of this, voting that they just had. So there'll be somebody new in there too.
Well, Jupiter rules foreign places. So obviously all of our relationships are going to change in Europe because of the Britain, leaving the EU.
Right. And I think that France is next, and then after that, it might even be Amsterdam where you're going, because I do think that this is going to be a huge, sweeping change. You know, I had predicted it in January in detail, Mark, which really surprised me. And at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night, I sat straight up in bed, and that's when they were voting.
Wow.
And I knew that we had had a huge change on the planet, that it wasn't just one country. It's affecting everybody.
Well, it'd be interesting to watch, because if Scotland and Ireland leave the UK, that'll certainly change the dynamics over there.
I don't think Scotland will. I don't think so. But I do think that there will be a lot of demonstrations and, talking about things and people showing their anger. I don't think Ireland will either, because I think the Queen's going to turn it around. And I think that in the long run, when we get into next spring, for some reason, I think the British pound is going to be stronger than ever.
We'll have to just watch and see on that one. But certainly it's going to go through an adjustment first.
Well, let's certainly hope that that is what happens, because that's what the people need. So, again, would you give your website, Mark?
It's astromark.us, A-S-T-R-O-M-A-R-K, astromark.us.
Tell us a little bit about the relocation, because you're so good at it. I'm always recommending people to call you.
Thank you for that. It is one of my specialties. And when I was 5 years old, you drive from Ohio to Florida to visit the grandparents, that routine from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And I was always the map reader, even as a little kid. So I just had an affinity for it, but the it's popularly known as astrocartography, but it's actually so much more than that. You'll find it under Earthlines at my website. Mm-hmm. But it helps people find their power places on the planet, even if they don't want to move ever, because you can look at where to vacation, or if you were going to publish your book, you'd want to do it under a good line, or if you're going to go out on the lecture circuit, you'd want to go to the place where you could get the most bang for the buck.
It got me. You did mine, and you told me Sydney, Australia.
Well, and that's it. Sometimes it isn't always in the United States. Are you still there?
Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant prismatic colors, and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is an MP3 recording that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get this wonderful meditation recording, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is a book by Elizabeth Joyce. The invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. We are all on the verge of a major life change throughout the summer of 2016. While it's exciting, it's also stressful. However, your consciousness can make it a lot easier. Here are a few things you could do to help yourself be happy and walk through these changes with love, peace, harmony, and success. Envision what you want. Put it in your third eye and see it as your truth. Or make a vision board. That can be a lot of fun. Envision what you want and only concentrate on the outcome. Don't concentrate on how you're going to get there. Let the universe take care of those details. Start a journal. Now is the ideal time to put your pen to the paper and devote time jotting down your feelings about life. This is an excellent time to strengthen and do more during your nighttime review of the day, morning meditation, and nightly review. The important thing is that you're creating a record of your journey that's going to help you stay focused and on track and get to where you want to be. Focus on health and your care. Make sure that you're okay. During this stressful time, throughout the summer of 2016, it's imperative that you put your attention where it belongs, right on you. Listen to your body. If it's tired, give it some rest. If it has energy, focus on what you need to do and don't waste time. This is not a time to waste your energy being around people who try to dissuade you from your goals or discourage you or don't let you take care of yourself and step back when you're ready to fall by the wayside. You have to take care of you. Having a strong self-care routine is critical, and that should always include morning meditation and nightly review. Take the steps towards your new future. Whatever it is you're embarking on, move towards it. It isn't going to happen until you decide to take the first step. If you're ending a relationship, get rid of the items that your ex-friend has gifted you. Remove photos of you two around your home. If you're seeking a career path, revisit your resume and bring it up to snuff. If you decided to make a significant lifestyle change, then clean out your pantry, clean out your closet, donate your food, and donate your used clothes. It will be much appreciated by others, and it will also help you meet your goal. Every new beginning starts with a simple step, and then we take another, and then we take another, and then we take another. Stay focused, stay on track, and ask for help when needed. Don't allow others to interrupt your day. Don't allow others to take away your priority. Ask yourself this: if I could be anything or do anything, what would it be? And then listen. Take the time to listen as the universe answers you. Stay on track by asking for help. Ask a family member or a friend to help you. This person can be a sounding board for you as you make this transition. Listening to your progress and encouraging you to remain on the path when you get discouraged. You need a cheerleader. Everybody does. As you go through the change, you'll feel less alone when you have loved ones around you, people who really care, even when it's hard. Look back on your progress. Always have gratitude. Always thank the universe for what you've been able to do thus far. As you continue on your journey, don't forget to look back from time to time to see how far you've come. That's important. Reread a few old journal entries and scroll through some old photos of your past and remind yourself of who you were then and who you are now in the process of becoming. The good news is that between June 27th and November 7th is a lucky, lucky period for most of us on the planet. It's a time to open and really take steps towards the big changes that you want to be making. And it will happen, and you'll be supported as long as you know that. This is a tangible transformation over time, and it will continue as you work your life to start over. And remember one thing, we're not McDonald's. It takes time. It takes time to establish new priorities. It takes time to allow yourself to be truly happy, and it takes time to feel fulfilled. You can do it. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. We'll be back next week with another cosmic tip from the universe. And now, let's listen to Annabelle Wood as she tells us about being in the silence. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, July 3rd, we will have a repeat show with Louisa Razay. Louisa is one of the top healers in the world. She is now in transit between the United States and Italy, and her website is theinnercontessa.com. She will be giving her healing techniques, as well as telling everyone that we're all in growth towards a higher energy and a fabulous future with love, peace, and harmony. So don't forget to tune in to Let's Find Out, Sunday evening, July 3rd, at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. See you then.
There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where there is unlimited power. There is a place in you where love abides. There is a place in you that is the stillness.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. I wanted to just let you know that we heard In the Stillness by Annabella Wood, and she composed that song, and I absolutely think it's beautiful. So I wanted to play it for tonight. We're in the stillness trying to find out what's going to happen as July opens. My next guest is the famous psychic detective Frank St. James. He's done the Psychic Detectives, and he's been on the Bio Channel, and he's very well known, loved, and respected for helping find lost people, among other things. Welcome, Frank.
And welcome to you, hon.
So tell us a little bit about your work.
Well, it's been developing as far as professionally. We're going back 40 years, but as I developed my psychic ability, I've always had the mediumship, so I've always been able to contact the spirit. And the development there is, as far as the detective work, which has been very extensive over the year, hundreds of cases. I've developed different techniques, too, besides the being able to pick up the victim and location. If they can't find the person, I'm able to do a remote viewing kind of thing that we're able to see the whole scenario. The so let's say somebody contacts me. Most of the time, I do get it through the police department from the victim.
Right.
And so they will contact me. And either I get a picture of the person or we just start talking and I start connecting with the victim and give my feelings on what happened to her or him. And if most of the time they haven't found the body, so that's the next phase.
Right.
But first I get a good picture and a feeling, and most of the time I could see what happened to them.
You can see their last moments of life, right, Frank?
Yes. Yeah.
I remember one time you and I were asked to work on a case up in New York State, and as we were driving up, you started to tell me what happened. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Also, don't you have the spirit sometimes take you to where they are or reveal that to you in some way when you're working a case?
Well, I'm working a case. I do, most of the time, I do, right away I have contact with the spirit. Once I have contact with the spirit, and then I have different techniques of staying in contact. I do automatic writing, so I'll say their name and ask them if we can talk, and then I'll start a dialogue with them. And believe me, I got 50 or 60 pages of dialogue in each case, and we can go into details. I also have the ability to draw the perp's face to the person that did it.
The identity of the attacker.
Yes.
Yes.
And
it's been eerie. I know that it's been very eerie for you.
Yeah. And also, I do map dowsing. So if I feel, wherever the area is, I can I pull out a map and I start map dowsing. And as I pinpoint the location, I'll get a bigger aerial view of it, a closer one. And
it's almost like you're being lifted out of your body in your etheric body and looking
right
down at the area. You're very good at that.
It's kind of like having your own drone with a camera and everything on it and being able to go right to the area. So over the years, I have located people that sometimes committed suicide and found their body, able to tell the authorities where I feel the body had, floated.
What I wanted you to tell about was the time I'll never forget when you found that safe. I think it was in Jersey City in the Hudson River. You remember that story?
Yes. Now, yes. I did draw a picture of where she was, where the body did locate. Yeah, where they could locate the body at the time.
And they went right to it.
Yes.
That was amazing.
But I kind of feel that over the years has been a, for some reason, I have that ability to contact the victim right away. And it's kind of a sophisticated computer system here. But but it also develops. It keeps on developing. So
it keeps on growing and expanding.
Right.
Well, I'd like you to give out your phone number, Frank, in case people want to call you after the show.
It's 973-882-7721.
And Frank is located in New Jersey, northern New Jersey, and he works all over the country, and he is known for being spot on, especially when he's looking for missing people, but also when he's giving a regular reading. I know, Frank, that somebody had misplaced some jewelry, and you had told them where it was in the house. And I remember another time where a woman didn't remember where her money was, and you found that for her, too.
Yeah. Well, I do regular readings. Along with the reading, I do mediumship. So I do bring through loved ones and friends. And I also do seances, and I do paranormal investigations, and I've done that all over quite a few states, and went into houses and told them who was there, and if there was a disturbance, I have my own techniques of calming that energy down.
Right. And don't you have techniques also of removing dark entities and
yes.
helping with curses and psychic attacks?
Yeah, well, I have, about 35 years ago, I got contacted from Bill Finch in Phoenix, Arizona, and he was starting a psychic society, and I was in charge of New England, and he had a technique of exercising negative energy from our bodies, and also from disturbances in the house, negative entities.
Right.
And that also has been one of the keys to helping people also to, get rid of anything that they feel is disturbing themselves. Like, you know, somebody's threatening to curse them and they kind of feel that. And I get rid of that energy and bring it back to normal. So it's...
I've helped clear houses as well. In fact, we've done it together. I remember one time when I was clearing a house, it was the man's father's house that they had inherited. And I had the husband and wife stand at the front door and talk to the father, who was right there in spirit, and tell him that why they had to sell the house and it was time to let it all go. And as that was happening, as they were clearing that energy, I literally saw the new family. I saw a man and a woman married with three kids move in, and I told this man's wife that the wife that was moving in was going to be helping her in her store, and all of it happened, every bit of it.
Yes. I even, quite a few times where they were wondering if the father and mother were happy with them selling the house. And that was another thing that we do when we do contact them. And most of the time they give their blessings. So it's,
Yes, most of the time they do. But it also alleviates guilt and fearing that they would object and that type of thing. That's what blocks us sometimes when we want to sell property, especially when there's all kinds of subconscious reasons that we hang on and we don't realize it. And then sometimes you have a jealous sibling that doesn't want you to be successful in selling the property, and that can block you as well, right, Frank?
That happens quite a few times. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
especially with one sibling that's been taking care of the parents, and another one who doesn't even visit, and even when they were sick. And once they pass away, all of a sudden, They're accusing that person of taking money from their parents, and you know, all of a sudden they come in and they want everything. So it's a, you know, it's an amazing experience, because it certainly wouldn't have happened with my family, but.
Well, you know, it's funny what I always say about that, Frank, is you never know how anybody's going to react in grief. Yeah. You never know. Or, you know, with their own feelings about their parents, because our parents are such a karmic link to us. And, of course, we, as you know, we choose our parents, and we have had many, many past lives with them. So if you have three children, then they've had different past lives with the parents, and you don't know how they're going to act after the parents leave. And many families break up because of this. And I think that's very sad. It's better to find the situation and try to heal it. Mm-hmm. How do you help somebody that's in the middle of that kind of a mess, Frank?
Well, for one thing, most of the time they'll come to me for a consultation. And then I'll try to, and then I'll get a, I will contact their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time they're very surprised. The parents that passed, that the oldest son or somebody's doing something that
they can't get along.
You know, that where they never thought they were trying to contact them when they were alive, but that person never really cared to contact them, and now they're going in there and they're just anything that isn't nailed down, they're taking, they're accusing.
I'm sure that's what happened in my family. And it was very difficult.
Yeah. And, very sad. Yeah, every case is kind of unique anyway. You know, there's always differences in maybe who's doing that. And most of the time, it's a complete surprise who comes forward.
Sometimes when I'm working with people, they hesitate to do what they need to do legally because they feel bad or they don't want to cause trouble. And I really have to try to push them to take an action.
Right.
And you don't know why they don't take an action. They just think that they're not going to be loved. But that's silly, because they're just being used and taken advantage of. So how can you help people overcome their blocks, Frank? I know that you do that. You're very good at it.
Well, on the whole thing is to talk to them in a way that makes sense too, and not having them actually feel guilty that somehow they caused it, and
that's what they think.
Yeah, and when I do contact the parents, they're very supportive with this parents. It's kind of like they sacrificed one of their children, and that person's always been taking care of them.
Right.
And the other one or two just really didn't want anything to do with them anyway for some reason.
You do see that, and sometimes karmically the child is assigned to care for the parents in old age, especially somebody with a rising in cancer. That means they have to take care of the mother in old age.
Well,
and I've always known that, and I tell that to people when I do readings. I know you apply astrology sometimes too in your readings.
What I do is bring them back to the center and work with them to build up common sense, like I said, but dealing with the reality of it, because also we're dealing with death, we're dealing with that, they're going through a lot because they did spend all that time with them, you know, where nobody else did. And they were desperate, most of the time they were desperately trying to communicate with their brother or sister, but they, you know, they just, you know, well, you take care of them. I don't have time. I got my own family, you know.
So. Some people will just give money, and the caretaker always gets the brunt of everything. But moving on from that, Usually when Frank gives a reading, things work out differently than they had looked like. And I think you're able to change some energy, Frank, and make it a little easier for people. And that's the importance of the reading. The reading has to give people hope and tools to move forward and ways of letting go of the pain. Isn't that true?
That's right. And, you know, though I've always studied a lot. You know, I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm a handwriting expert. I've studied that. I've worked with good detectives. I worked with a fella up in Boston when I was living there, a 30-year gold detective who was on the Boston Strangler case and most of the big ones. And he actually schooled me into how to do detective work properly anyway. So it's not, so I don't come off like a lot of people, amateurs, that come off and will say something to the police department that, you know, and they're going, well, there's another nut. But,
You don't. You come off very, very gracious and very humble. But the gift that you have, and that some of us have, and I certainly have helped in those cases as well, is that you can add more to the situation than is known physically, because you see an energy that's invisible and you can read it. You read invisible energy, and that is the gift of the psychic. That's the gift from the soul. A lot of us can do it, but we just don't work at it. But you have been giving readings for years, as I have, and it's wonderful when you get a reading from Frank St. James, because people always are astounded and they always come back. I know you have a great following, Frank.
Yeah. I've also studied, I also do forensic astrology, and that has a whole different dynamic to it of identifying the time that something happened, how many people were involved, what type of instruments were used, and it also points to above ground, below ground, what type of water was involved, if that's the case.
Very detailed.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to keep learning and keep developing, you know, with astrology. There's so many, so much depth to it that you could, there's so many ways you could use it.
The one thing that you have done that we have not mentioned, and I want to do that as we close tonight, you also have helped innocent people be proven innocent and be let go, and that's important.
Yes.
So you really, Frank, you really do bring peace, harmony, and inner satisfaction, inner knowing and satisfaction to people when you read them, so that they go away feeling a little bit of a healing and some reassurance and strength. And that's important.
Well, I always said God gave me a lot of gifts, and I didn't realize that some kind of career like this could really help people. And I enjoy helping people.
It
gives me a lot of satisfaction, too.
Well, thank you for coming on tonight, and we're going to have you back on again, and we will be taking calls. And if you want to reach Frank St. James after the show, what is your number, Frank?
It's 973-882-7721.
Leave a message, and he'll get back to you. And he is in northern New Jersey. That's where Frank is located. Thank you for coming, Frank.
Thank you for having me.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the meditation. Every week we are going to end with a wonderful meditation, and tonight's meditation is called Your New Body and Your New Life. So let's listen to it. Get relaxed, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and just flow with the energy. Please sit in a chair or lie down with your spine straight. If in a chair, have both feet flat on the floor, uncrossed. Creating your new body and your new life. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. And feel your entire body begin to relax. Your arms are feeling heavy. Your legs are feeling heavy. Feel your body supported by the chair or the bed that you are resting on. One more time, take a deep breath. In this relaxed state, imagine that you're in an elevator. You're curious, so you push the button for the penthouse. You feel yourself rising up, ascending into the circle of light at the top floor of the penthouse. Here is where you can merge with your blessed higher self. You can refresh, you can renew, and you can find all the answers to the questions that you have about your entire life. As the door opens, step out onto the penthouse floor. Feel the vibration of energy in the room. Take a deep breath. Oh my goodness, you feel at home here, just as you step into an expanded you. You are aware of every fiber of your being. There is a great light, an amber light, glowing and filling the room, and you feel so comfortable. Take a deep breath as your body, mind, and spirit soaks in this energy. And begin to imagine. Feel your eighth chakra crystal clear, 8 feet above your head. And the new fifth dimension energy is funneling down through it to your crown chakra. This energy's intent is to clear away any blockages that are not allowing you to take your very next step. This energy clears your ears so that you can hear your inner voice from your divine guidance. This energy is clearing your voice channel to speak your intent as you walk towards completing your life mission. This vibrating golden energy moves down into your solar plexus. You can feel it through your hips and in the second chakra. This is where creation happens, and then it finally moves into the root chakra at the base of the spine. The energy moves even further down your legs and into the center of the two foot chakras. You feel the color hunter green as the golden divine energy penetrates the ground, instantly sprouting roots to the center of the earth. With that strength, the energy reverses itself and sends a rooted, cleansed, pure energy back up through your foot chakras and up your legs and into your root chakra, then the second chakra, the solar plexus, and finally, it reaches the golden light of the heart center, where it begins to emanate into your auric field, reaching out into the fourth level of the aura, 360 degrees surrounding your body and your complete aura field. This energy is filling every part of your field, your body, your mind, and your spirit. It is beaming light like the sun rays all around you. You are glowing. You feel your light expanding out and beyond the room, out and beyond the house, out and beyond your community, your state, your country. This light emanating from your heart center is now emanating throughout the world. In this light, you feel all fears, resistances, doubts melt away. You know they are released, removed, and transformed in this excellent and valued way. You are creating a void that will be filled with your positive energy, your desires, your creativity, and your spiritual gifts to fulfill whatever it is that you want. All negativity, pain, anguish has been removed. transformed into the light of who you are, your soul being, that who you truly are. You are at one-ment. Take a deep breath, feel the warmth and the vibration surrounding you, filling you, and lifting you up. Take another deep breath. As you come back to your physical body, you know you are in a new form. As you wiggle your fingers and your toes, take another deep breath. Be still a moment. In the stillness, you will know the truth. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel a new thrill and enjoy it as you walk your new path of success and fulfillment. Be sure to keep a journal. Record your new growth for you. And remember that you can always come back to this meditation at any time.